The world's largest telecommunications provider is China's most valued brand, and that is China Mobile, with a brand value of just over $53 billion. It's got 600 million customers, and to put that into a little bit of perspective, their customer base is nearly twice that of the population of the United States. Now, the next top four in the survey are pretty easy to group. They're China's major banks, and they have a combined brand valuation of more than $100 billion. Notably, ICBC weighs in at $44 billion. It is the world's biggest bank by revenue. Now, the top 5 through 10 span these companies here in tech, in insurance, as well as in oil. Now, Baidu here is China's biggest search engine. It's the equivalent of Google. It jumped 67% to make it in the top 10 this year. And, you know, these top 10 brands are fairly well known. You might have heard about them, but there are dozens more companies on that survey this year that are also very, very huge. Now, one of them is this one here, Yili. This is one of China's dairy giants, making things from milk to ice cream. And it's got a brand valuation here of just about $2.4 billion. That is as much as the value of Miller Lite. This is in Millward Brown's top 100 global brand survey for 2011. And talking about alcohol, you might know about Budweiser, right? But if you haven't been to China, you might not know about this company, Moutai, which makes a famous and very strong white grain alcohol. Now, Moutai has a valuation of about $9 billion here. That tops Budweiser's $8.8 billion value. And if you need some herbal healing for that head of yours, there is also one other Chinese company called Yunnan Baiyao, valued at about $2 billion here. That's approaching the value of a much more well-known Western brand, and that would be Clinique at about $2.4 billion. But keep in mind that domestic demand in China is still growing, so these brand valuations here could grow even larger. That is as the middle class expands in China. Ramin Asensio, CNN, Hong Kong.